First, I'd like to say about my walking, how it was started. I graduated 1979, Department of Painting. So almost I started with painting. At that time, it was the 70s in Korea. It is a little different with other countries. Usually, many countries, their history is very different. At 60s, I think the American art stream, the art movement, the abstract expressionism influenced strongly to the all the world, also in Korea more strongly. And I think the 70s is a kind of a response to that stream. So there are many talkings between artists and also in art schools. So when I was graduating time, I heard and I read many things about that. So there appear, there happens something new. One is, I guess, one figurative painting or some photographs, and also photography influenced the paint and hyperrealism. We call that hyperrealism or photorealism. And also, maybe I remember that one French new art movement, we call that new figurative painting or figurative painting. So when I graduate, the time when I graduate, such things happen in the culture of Korea. So there I started as one motif. I selected as a motif for painting my works is one motif, very special motif. I believe that then is a pine tree. That tree, I think, is very special meaning in Korean history and also in China and the Japanese similar, because that motif, that the plant, the pine tree, has unchangeable color every season. There are many in ASEAN area, China, including China and Japan, Korea, has very special weather conditions. We have a very different and four seasons. Especially Korean weather has a very different weather condition for seasons. But the tree doesn't change its color, and all the images is very different. It's very same. It has very sameness. So in Oriental painting, in ASEAN painting, maybe you can see very easily the pine tree appears in the landscape painting, in ASEAN traditional landscape painting. So it's a little different with the Western landscape painting. So like this, I started with these images, these figurative images. And I last such a thing last some years, and maybe 83 I started again. I changed my works more concentrate to express to reveal the emotional thing or and some social change, I mean the as a subject. Early 80s, also after 70s, there are big change in Korea history. Under the military dictatorship, it lasted 70s, it's late 70s, and then early 80s, it changed a little bit. Not much, I think, at that time. So there in Korean art, fine art history, there was something special situation happened. It's a kind of, it's many young artists responded to the to research, respond to the Western art stream. I was also interested about this social change. It's very similar with with the democratized society, and it was made at the first decade by the students' movement. Is strongly negative and resisted to the dictatorship till the late 70s. So it's one of the big change, political change under the dictatorship, and it is made early 80s. And one the other thing is in the world, at the art world, there become new images, I think, that relate with minimalism. I believe that the abstract painting led to the minimalism, and after then, there are many changes, many methods, way of expressing, like the happening installation. But it started the late 60s, but I think in Korea, 1980s it starts, I believe. But before 80s, some few artists already started this. Those artists were studied in America or some in Europe country. But I think the main change. Was started by 1980s. So I was also interested about those things, about art scene changes. And one of the my question for a long time, just before to start art painting, my working, I mean that when I was a student, I was confused. What is the artist identity? I mean, what is me? What am I doing? That means, and regional artist, especially. As a Korean artist, Asian artist, we were confused because it was very different style of painting parallelized in Korea. So still now in the European academic college or university, there is only one department or area of painting. They call it painting only. But in Korea, we are very wondering, because we have two kinds of painting course. One of them is we call the Oriental style painting. And also the other department is Western style painting. It's a little bit confusing. And when I entered the college, I just select, I choose as a department one of my major interesting areas of painting. But if I research and study more, we have to select one department. It is made at second years. At that time I thought that Western style painting is more flawless and it's more contemporary than it has. I believe that. But in my mind, there is one question, and then how we have to get the traditional art knowledge or traditional way of painting, how we treat those things. It's confusing. For my identity. So it lasted a long time in my mind. So early 80s, I start to think about that much more. I was interested more the real scene, which means I am in the world, I am as a one being in the world, and how can I look at this scene, I mean the space, including me, and all the natural things or figures, everything surrounding me. So it was one of my new concerning area, how to express, how to show this to the others, how to communicate with others with this painting as one motif. It's a real scene. So it was a little changing as a subject matter, but it still left such kind of interesting to the identity or to the what is the more interesting, more concerning area for me, and also it includes the social change at that time. So I think the time and the space is very strongly related, and the first thing I have to treat, I have to deal is just the image in front of me right now. So I chose the street scene or urban landscape. Maybe I think at that time I was influenced on kind of philosophical trend that called the we call that the phenomenology. I was interested about that thinking, and there we can find the philosophers call that epoche, just looking directly all the things itself, it is itself. We don't need to have any prejudice or any pre-value about that. Just to look and think and evaluate that itself. It is a very difficult thing, I think. But also it has good history in the philosophy or in the religion, many priests and many monks did do that, like such a thing for a long time. It's a kind of attitude to pre-ache for ourselves. So then, 1980s, I started again to. I started to look at things very newly, And so also, as a painter, gradually becoming painter, I started to think about more sensitively about myself, how to make a painting, how to touch the painting, how to meet with the surface, with the two-dimensionality as a method of communication with others. So if I compared before 80s and after early 80s, it changed much of my painting skill. And also the other change under the Confucianism philosophy, for 500, we Koreans, we called that Joseon Dynasty. It starts late 14th century. There is a big rule. Ordinary people cannot use the vivid color. We can't. So many Korean people, but now a little bit changed, many Korean people dislike the vivid color. Before 80s, I thought the colorful, the vivid color, or like many strong color, means to agitate our mind, to think or to see everything in our outward. It agitate to look at directly, to look at really all the things. So I used a very one simple color at that time, but I changed my mind. So I started to very lovely many colors, vivid, especially the vivid color or strong color. Even I dislike when I the color which I dislike, I try to use that color more and more. So my painting become very changed. It looks like a four vision, it looks like an expression. And maybe I think I also a little bit influenced from the European art paintings, painting, for example, the four vision, Matisse, or later the Neo-Expressionism, or some Picasso, or any other big masters. And also, the other stream I was interested was the Buddhist painting. They, for a long time in the Buddhist history, they were very strong, many different colors they used in the Buddhist temples, in the mural paintings. And also I was interested about the ancient times. We call that Goguryeo period, the north area of Korea. But for a long time, before BC century, there was the same race with the Korean. Still, there are many Koreans are still living, even under the communist period. And nowadays still. They speak Korean and they live there. Many people are still there living. We can communicate anytime we meet. So we have only one race. It's very different with other countries. And also it lasts, the history lasts more than 5,000 years. So the verbal language is still same. But for a long time we used the Chinese character. And also at the modern times, we were under the Japanese rules for more than 30 years. So I was also interested about those many different kinds of time passing, I mean the history. So roughly, I divide my paintings, one of my concerning area is the street scene as a motif, and the other is the Korean history painting. Particularly, I am very interested since 1986, 15th century, early 15th century, there a big political incident happened. It's a very sad story. One boy king, it called Danjong. Jong means the king, usually. Jo and Jong, it means the, as a Chinese character, the means the king. Well, nowadays the president is like, a boy king Danjong was killed by his uncle Sejo. It also became a king later after killing his nephew. I believe that it's very special symbolizing of the between the people's political power game. It symbolizes all over the world, it's the same. And also in the history of Korea, also it's the same. Many struggles are happening. Maybe we call that we usually the history. So country, name of country changing, king changing, everything happened like that. And even in the contemporary era, we call Korea, it comes from the Goryeo dynasty, 19th or 10th centuries. Also America also, and many European countries changed like that. So one of the other, my concerning area become like this history painting, but still I'm very confusing that if I look at the history, every country's history, sometimes we can make any official history. What is history? There happens some question, what is history? Usually we say that recorded history is a general deviation. But who records that? That's very difficult problem. And as following the person who records, usually the powerful people, the class, educated class, record, documented all the things. But sometimes, in some part, the history is formalized. It's not a real history sometimes. So every time we have to look at history very cautiously. If we don't, we lose what's happening or the real history. It's one of my concerning area. It's particularly 15th century's Korean history is recorded not, it is not right thing. Then I know the, it is not real things. Because King Sejo killed his nephew, so he erased all the documents his nephews related with the nephews, under the nephew, when the boy king was a king. He ruled 3 years or more around, but he, the Sejo, the uncle king, erased all the documents. It lasted more than 200 years, even now. But there are many people don't believe that history. Many Korean people, even the scholars. But the curious thing is I can't find any real records. Only it remains we do some outside area people's documents or records, and the interesting is there is no any images about that. I can't believe that how for 5 centuries such big thing happened. At that time, more than 200 people were killed, and the intimately related royalties, their families all were killed, so they don't have any relatives after them. But a few families alive, so they lived somewhere still, and they also still they are struggling because of that incident. They changed their family, even they changed their family names. It's big incident, I think, and also many people even in the text, the primary school text, we learn this incident, this history. But why we don't make images about this incident or about this history? It's very curious for me. So I started, and it was 1986. So I painted for a long time, more than 20 years. 20 years? 86, yeah, about 20 years. So I had 5 or 6 one-person show about that theme. And recently, a little bit, it was known to the viewers or ordinary people. So it makes me very encouraging. And I am doing. Maybe if we compare to this kind of thing to the older world, maybe in the world there are many things such as like this happen, I believe. So as a painter, as a artist making images, even this is very rough work as a with hands. The painting is very showing with our sensation or our thinking, or the sometimes instinctively, sometimes very intellectually. I believe this work is very necessary to communicate, to tell something in my mind. So as a painter, I think it's one of my big things to do this.